And so we want to talk this morning in a series called Relate. Can you say that with me? Relate. Okay? We're not going to reach people for Christ. We're not going to be effective as people if we don't learn how to what? Relate. Okay, some are like me. I have the communication changed. A father that's changed. A son that has a dad. A grandson that has a grandfather. That's gigantic. Yeah. Jesus, he gets the credit. Relate. Do you see what I'm saying? I know I'm going all around the world here on this message. The things that you've heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be what? Able to what? You can do this. Everybody is God's plan. Everybody deserves to have somebody be an honest Christian who can share their faith with them. And God's chosen you to do that. You're that person. But this works in your house. This works in your relationships at home, with your children, with others. You can change. You can be different because of God working in you. I can relate. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him shall be much what? And to whom men have committed much of him, they will ask the more. We've been given Christ, the Holy Spirit. We should not be content with having our same lousy, sorry, grumpy, mean personality. Being, oh, I'm just this way. I've always been this way. Well, follow the way, the truth, the life. Amen? Change. It can set you free, man. Be changed forever. I need to maximize the potential of my body language because everyone is what? Oh, this is huge. Let's do it again. I need to maximize the potential of my... Because everyone is... If we really believe that, my relationships and my family can change. My relationships at work, it is possible for them to change. It's got to start with me. When I marriage counsel, and lately I ain't been doing a lot of that, okay? I just say that because people call me every time. I say, oh, you do marriage counsel, you do him. Amen? With a bad back, I'm liable to tell you to go to St. Pete Bridge and jump off of it. I'm just telling you right now. So don't come see me right now. I'm like, oh, please, no. But anyway, my point is this. Whenever I do any marriage counseling, many times it's been just one person coming in. And you know, really, that's all. I mean, if I can just get one person to change inside of a relationship, that relationship can really change. I know it takes two to tango, I understand that. But it's amazing when we just start working on us. You understand? Say. Relationships are powerful. Incredible. Everyone is reachable. Just a few scriptures, Raj. We won't make it much further. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness. He's long-suffering to usward. Say this with me. He's not what? Willing that any should what? Y'all need to read this verse again in the Bible. Some people don't know this is in the Bible. Come on. He is not willing that what? Any should perish, but that all should come to what? That's God's will. Everybody's reachable. God uses me. He's not going to come down and do spooky things. He's going to use me and you to reach other people for Christ. God can use me to reach out to others. Say that. Who knows who this is? Say it out loud. Johnny Erickson Tata. She became in that wheelchair from a swimming pool accident. She has a huge ministry, Johnny and Friends. She can't even, you know? But God left her with a working head and teeth. See that smile right there? And she'll talk to people. I've seen her. Me and Joy have seen her at conferences and things. And they'll wheel her up. And she'll talk. And she'll share how good God's been in her life. And she reaches people by the busloads. It's insanity. If she can do it, God can use me. You understand? Say. Does God need to put you in a wheelchair before you start getting with the program? I hope not. Get with the program now. Come on. Talk. Reach out. Love. Care. She's incredible. Everybody's reachable, and he can use you. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Well, I can't, God can't use me. Wait a minute. You're a perfect candidate. Look, but God had chosen the what? The fools. The foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the what? So if you ever say, I just think I'm acting foolish, I feel foolish doing that, or I'm just so weak, I don't know how I can be used of God. You're a perfect candidate. He has chosen you to confound the things in this world that are mighty. Amen? I doubt very seriously that Frank years ago thought he would ever have a testimony for Jesus. Did you? Was it like the furthest thing from your mind? Amen? How about you and Mr. Gene Martin? Did you ever think you'd have a testimony and you could speak up for Jesus and tell people how good Jesus is and what he's done in your life? Do you ever think that could ever happen in your life? Amen. Praise the Lord. Daisy, I know you're a communicator and you've got those gifts, but did you ever think Daisy would be speaking up for Jesus Christ? Did you hear her? She said, I spoke against him. How about a rough old fisherman? Van, do you ever think you'd be sitting here listening to crazy preacher and God working in your life and doing things in your life? No, sir, I sure didn't. Isn't that incredible? Say. Come on, yes, praise the Lord. That's good stuff right there. I had a good time this morning. I'm going to quit right there. What I'm saying to you is not blowing smoke this morning. What we're talking about, you got to lose that excuse-making attitude. And I have it so often, it just, you know, on me. I do that. But we've got to lose that and realize greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. I can change. I can be a blessing to people. I can let God work through me. But I've got to yield to him. But I can do this. I can smile. I can reach out. I can care for people. I can be a witness. How many have ever said that? This before. There's no way I could never witness for Jesus. I could just couldn't do that. There's no way I could do that. There's no way I couldn't open up. What would I say? You can do it. Amen? Everybody's God's plan. And you can do it. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Thank you this morning for listening. Just want to thank you also for, it's great to have an audience here where people have trusted the Lord as their Savior. How many would say that you came to Christ here at Fellowship Church, or you certainly affirmed your faith here at Fellowship Church and got yourself, you know, he helped you get where you need to be in your faith here at Fellowship Church? Can I just see some hands in the morning? That is just phenomenal. That is just phenomenal. I got, come on, praise the Lord with me. Come on. Phenomenal! Why did I do that? I did that because if you're here today and you say, Pastor, if I died, I don't know, I'd go to heaven. If I died, man, I just feel so guilty. I'm just scum. I mean, or whatever. Or maybe you think I'm religious and you think that's going to get it done. Friend, that ain't going to get it done. What gets it done is Jesus Christ died for you. He rose from the dead for you. He's putting your faith and trust in him. And I know you might say, hey, that's crazy. It can't be that simple. Well, then ask Frank. He'll argue with you about it. He'll say, no, it is that simple. Ask Gene. He'll tell you it is that simple. Ask Daisy. She'll tell you it is that simple. By putting your faith in Christ. Ask these other hands that went up around you. That's what it's about. You got to quit that. You got to say, God's able to save me. Say that with me. God is able to save me. One more time. God is able to save me. Come on, one more time. God is able to save me. How do I do that? You ask him to. Tell him you believe in him. What? Yeah. And I'd like to lead you in that prayer right now. Amen? Let's bow our heads together. And since everybody's God's plan, then let's let everybody in the room, let's say this prayer together this morning, and let's help these that need to say that this morning. Can we do that? Say. Let's work together today. Is there some in the house today, and I'm not going to come bother you, you'd say, Pastor, I want to say this prayer. I want to ask Jesus into my heart. I want to put my faith in Jesus Christ. I want to believe in Him and nobody else. I want to tell Him that today in a prayer. Is there anybody that would raise that hand with me and say, that's me, Pastor. God bless. Somebody else. That's me, Preacher. I want to do that with you this morning. Thank you. Well, whether you raised your hand or not, the deal is, it's not just a little old simple thing we do and it doesn't mean anything. You got to be right in your heart to be sincere with this prayer. That is a requirement, not game playing. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth Jesus, if you believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you'll be saved. He's able to save you like He did me. Would you pray with me a prayer like I prayed years ago? And the church is going to help you pray it. Out loud. Ready? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned. I know I've done things wrong. And I ask for your forgiveness. And Lord, I want you to know that I believe in you, Jesus Christ. I believe you lived. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you rose from the dead. And I believe you love me. And I ask you to come into my life. I want to live for you. Help me. In Jesus' name. With heads bowed, just one last moment. I'm not going to come bother you. But just as a testimony back to me this morning. How many would say in this room, Pastor, I said that prayer with you. I asked Christ to be my Savior in my heart this morning. And I meant it from the bottom of my heart. Can I just see your hands? Some of you have said it before. Some of you are saying this for the first time and nailing it to the wall today. Praise God for you. Father, thank you for this morning. Help us to take what we've heard, all these scriptures, and even my talking about them. And I pray that, Holy Spirit, you'll help it in our life to make sense. To know that our relationships matter. They can change. We need to be used of you. We need to be led of your Spirit. Oh God, help us to know we are able. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Thank you. Praise the Lord with me. Amen.